The recent threats of civil war among radicalized Trump supporters are not isolated. 5 years ago today, white supremacists and neo-Nazis marched on Charlottesville, Virginia, in a violent demonstration. We visited the city to see what's changed and to ask residents if they think the country has fully reckoned with what it witnessed that summer. And a warning, this story contains violent images that may be disturbing to some viewers.
This is where I saw a group come by. They were all young men wearing white tops and khaki pants.
On the morning of August 12, 2017, Diane Hillman watched from the steps of Congregation Beth Israel as white supremacists marched. Her synagogue, the only one in the city, had just finished its Saturday Sabbath service.
They said, oh, there's the synagogue. And then they started yelling the traditional anti-Semitic, blood and soil, Jews will not replace us.
Scores of self-proclaimed neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and far-right militiamen under the name Unite the Right had gathered to protest the removal of a Confederate statue in town and to demonstrate the power of the alt-right movement.
This is what you represent!
It quickly turned violent and ultimately fatal when one neo-Nazi drove his car through a crowd of demonstrators, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Today, residents are still looking for accountability, a process met with fits and starts.
I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
New city leadership, including the first black female mayor and the creation of a police civilian oversight board, were stymied by bureaucracy and turnover.
Shame, shame.
A lack of trust remains between law enforcement and the community. For the synagogue, it's meant new security.
Some of the Unite the Right rally leaders were seen many times across the street watching the synagogue. And so as a result, we've had to fortify our synagogue, mostly in ways that are not obvious.
Did you have a guard before?
No, we never had a guard before.
And there are mixed feelings on the city's progress.
I had hoped that the Unite the Right rally would light a fire and urge Charlottesville to become a model. And I think we still have that hope, but I don't think we're there yet.
The problems extend beyond the city, argues Jelaine Schmidt, an activist and professor at the University of Virginia.
People in Charlottesville felt abandoned by government at every level, you know, in the wake of Unite the Right. Like, we weren't protected.
Has that trauma fully healed?
No.
Jews will not replace us! Jews!
By the time the alt-right carried torches across the UVA lawn, Schmidt had already confronted them at a July Ku Klux Klan rally. The chaos on the 12th was no surprise to her and others, even as the violence and former President Trump's response stunned the nation.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
The people of Charlottesville are still grappling with the trauma of August 12th and of that entire summer. They call it the Summer of Hate. And where I'm standing is where neo-Nazis and white supremacists marched. Trump's response and the violence here is what ultimately catalyzed Joe Biden to run for president.
Charlottesville, Virginia, that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Charlottesville, the first word in President Biden's announcement video, a rallying cry on the campaign trail, and a promise in his inaugural address.
Now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
But in a city that voted for him by more than 70 points, residents we talked to want to see more.
I don't think he's done anything.
I couldn't tell you like what in particular he has done, like what decisive actions he has taken.
If someone is kind of going to kind of attach their, you know, name to, you know, Charlottesville, this attack on Charlottesville is what inspired them. You know, I invite them to, you know, to listen to some of the goals that our community has articulated in the aftermath of Unite the Right.
Hillman acknowledged the difficulty of the task.
He stepped into an almost undoable job, and there's nothing Joe Biden can do about that. It's got to come out of Congress.
But the administration can do more, argues Cynthia Miller Idris, a professor and extremism expert at American University.
The Biden administration did produce the first ever domestic strategy to counter domestic terrorism. But I will say that since then, that's 14 months ago, we've seen almost nothing in terms of implementations.
On steps forward in terms of action, are there policies that President Biden has not pursued that you think would make a difference?
In that first national strategy, the Biden administration promised that there would be, they suggested and said that there would be efforts to reach out to the Department of Education, to Health and Human Services, to a broader array of actors. that may be happening behind the scenes, but we haven't seen any of that happen yet.
The White House says they are working across agencies, pointing to a new mental health hotline with tactics to detect threats of violence, investments in digital literacy tools to combat disinformation, bipartisan legislation on hate crimes reporting, and a team focused on domestic terrorism at the National Security Council.
We heard the chants.
President Biden often references Charlottesville in speeches, as he did when visiting Buffalo, New York this spring, after a shooter motivated by racism killed 10 people.
When I saw those people coming out of the woods in Charlottesville, carrying torches, shouting, "You will not replace us."
His senior advisor, Mike Donilon, said the president thinks about Charlottesville every day. He told NewsHour, "One of the most important roles the president plays is a constant and forceful and vigilant voice against extremism and white supremacy and the forces of hate in the country. His voice is the loudest and biggest microphone." Even as some of the groups behind Unite the Right declined, the racist great replacement theory that motivated them flourished, inspiring mass shootings, including the massacre in Buffalo. And on January 6, 2021, some of the same people who marched in downtown Charlottesville stormed the United States Capitol.
Where in Charlottesville, these groups on the far right tried to unite, but they failed. But on January 6th, they did show that you could get white supremacists and militia groups and QAnon supporters and conspiracy theorists and ordinary Trump voters together on the lowest common denominator, which was election disinformation, and they could have a successful violent action.
To those in Charlottesville, the parallels were unmistakable.
Do you see a direct line from the neo-Nazi march and attack on Charlottesville to January 6th?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ultimately, Schmidt isn't looking to the White House for leadership. Her focus is local.
Our position was and is not on our watch, you know, never again.
That starts with honestly documenting what happened. At UVA, Schmidt helped install the No Unity Without Justice special exhibit.
There are new students coming in to the University of Virginia student body, first-year students who now have no memory of this having occurred.
On display, counter-protesting guides and tear gas canisters from encounters between police and activists.
These are, you know, some of their demands.
In response, UVA made changes to the curriculum and agreed to pay the medical bills of people injured that summer in an amount equal to a 1921 pledge to the university by the KKK. Many demands remain unfulfilled, but last year, the city met one critical commitment, removing the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Lee Park is on the left.
Diane Hillman showed us the walk from the synagogue to the park, a reminder of what she saw on August 12th.
It's a very different feeling here today, right now, compared to what it was. It just feels so peaceful now.
An empty plot remains where Lee's statue once stood as the city considers what to do next. And on this anniversary, clergy and community members will walk from here to Heather Heyer Way in remembrance of what happened and in defiance of the forces they're still fighting. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barone Lopez in Charlottesville, Virginia.